He's our wild thing. He can sing and play the guitar too. Mark Spud Carroll is on the line. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Richard.
Look, I don't want to dwell on the Spencer Lenu thing now that he's copped his 8 week, but do you agree with what Trent Robinson had to say yesterday? He said, look, and he wasn't sort of downplaying it, but he said, look, it's not really an NRL issue. It's a societal issue, and he hopes that the focus on this is the focus on the sort of language that maybe we shouldn't be using. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, certainly, 100%. I love the way he speaks, but I just wish this was put to bed earlier. Me personally, I feel that all the media speculation sort of no doubt would have put a pressure on the judiciary. I just find it quite strange. I would have given him less, but they're actually playing the Broncos on the in 7 weeks, yes. And he's got 8 weeks. So,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, mate, can we just talk about footy and do all you're talking on the field? That's what you got to do. You don't go. Just show you what you can do.
Okay, round two kicks off tonight. For you, was there a standout team from round one, Mark?
Standout team? I'd say you've got to say Melbourne. Against all odds, I think as soon as that one heard that Munster was out, everyone changed their tips. They are phenomenal. Which I liked about that game, Richard, was the same sort of pace, which was over in Vegas, which was like semi-final pace, whereas the other games, I felt, were off the pace.
Okay, kicks off tonight, round two. All the action right here from 7 o'clock tonight from Suncourt. The Broncos take on the Rabbitohs. Major blow for the Bunnies, Jai Arrow. Looks like he's definitely out, indefinitely with a shoulder injury. Both first round losers. Who do you like, Broncos or Souths?
Yeah, I think you also got Graham as well. Who's out in the centres, Campbell Graham, he's out. Jai Arrow's a big piece of their rotation. I'll go to the Broncos at home.
Yeah, I'm going the Broncos too. Okay, the early game tomorrow and all the action of the Sharks-Bulldogs game right here from 6 o'clock. Tim Manor, Jimmy Smith, Justin Horro calling that game. Craig Fitzgibbon, same 17 that came from behind to defeat the Warriors last week. Dale Finucane celebrating a milestone. 250 games. Not too many play 250 games. Canterbury struggled in their opening clash. Addo Carr now, well, we're not sure how long he's going to be out. Interesting one, this one. Sharks or Bulldogs? Who are you going for?
Yeah, I heard the Bulldogs were happy with their defence. Well, they've also got to attack. I think Cronulla showed a lot of grit against the Warriors last week. No one picked them again over there. A lot of upsets. But they've certainly got their defensive set-up going well, and do you think it scores some tries, so I'll go to the Sharks.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too, Sharks. Okay, the late game tomorrow night, Panthers take on the Eels, the Battle of the West. Parramatta, only team to beat the reigning premiers twice last season. The Penny Peas, well, they looked pretty disjointed last week. Who do you like, the Panthers or Parramatta?
I think I'll go Panthers. It's like a fortress up there. Parramatta, sure, they played great last week, but Mitchell Moses, they say he's got a groin injury, made hard to recover in 1 week, and he's got their kicking game, so we'll go to the Panthers.
Yep, I'm with you on that one as well, going the Panthers. The early game Saturday, the Raiders take on the Tigers. Ricky's Raiders firing on all cylinders, unfortunately, last week when they beat the Knights. Coming off a bye, Benji Marshall kicking off his coaching tenure, and he's put his faith in Lachlan Galvin, the teen sensation, to make his debut in the 5-8th role. It'll be an interesting game, this one. Raiders or Tigers, who do you like?
Fingers crossed for Benji. It's good to see he's given some young blokes a go as well. You dream about this, the kid, but I just think the Raiders, they beat you guys up there in a gritty performance, defensively great. Attacking probably better, and just the big go forwards through the middle, so we'll go to the Raiders, especially at home, Richard.
Yeah, my word, yeah, they've got a big pack. I'm with you again on that one too, the Raiders. Okay, the middle game, the 5:30 game. we're up in Townsville. The Cowboys take on the Knights, and the Knights looked pretty ordinary last week. Cowboys or Knights, who are you going for?
Yeah, unfortunately for you guys, I think you guys look a bit rollless. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You look at the way the Cowboys went, mate, geez, they're fit, they're big, they're strong, and I think at home, as I said, the fortress of these guys, so important. You've got to win games at home, and I think the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, I'm going Knights. Interesting for Knights fans, Adam O'Brien's named Tom Jenkins and Jed Cartwright to make their debuts for the Knights tomorrow. Anyway, good luck to go the Knights. The late game, the 7:30 game down in Melbourne. The Storm take on the Warriors. Well, you talk about the fortress, hard to beat at home. Craig Bellamy has kept, he's never lost an opening round in 23 years.
Yeah.
They look pretty good. Who are you going for, South Storm or Warriors?
Amazing record for the Melbourne side, but again, no Munster. I think we're going to see a better performance from the Warriors. I'm going to go to the Warriors.
Oh, going the Warriors. Well, I'm going for the home team Storms. We beg to differ on that one. Okay, the 4 o'clock game on Sunday. Your old team Manly take on the Roosters. This should be a cracker. The match is sure to, well, it'll have all the fireworks. Obviously, looking to continue Manly where they left off after a pretty good win over in Vegas. Who do you like, your old team or the Roosters?
I'm going to go for Manly, Four Pines, Fortress again. They've just got to settle up this year. They started great, as you said, come out the blocks strong. But, yeah, you've got to back that up. I see he's kept the same side except for Saab, who's out injured with a hammy. So we'll go to the Manly side.
Okay, we're differing on that one. I'm going Roosters in the final game, the 6 o'clock game on Sunday. The Dolphins, who look pretty ordinary. You don't often see a Wayne Bennett team start the season looking ordinary, but they did look ordinary against the Cowboys last Sunday. They take on the Dragons. Who do you like here, Dolphins or Dragons?
Well, yeah, I've got to agree with you. The Dolphins were off the pace, but St. George were on the pace, weren't they? So I'm going to stick with the Dragons. I heard Flanagan, Coach Flanagan, say that his team last year was fat. So he got rid of a lot of their body fat. I think it was a combined effort, 125 kegs. And they've put muscle on, so we'll go to the Dragons.
Yeah, well, we're differing there too. I'm going to the Dolphins.
Okay.
I beat you last. I think you got 3 last week. I got 4. So I'm
one. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought I only got 1.
No, you got 3. You got 3 last week. Okay. I think Shannon got 1, and Riley, who's our other tipster here, got zip. So,
yeah, that was a hard round, mate.
Yeah, it was a hard round. All right. Hey, listen, has your band been playing at all lately?
We played a gig about 6 weeks ago at Leichhardt Bowling Club, and we're on the lookout for some more locations. So if there's anyone up there that want a fantastic show, but also just a band. If you want bands, we can play up there any time. So for our listeners out there, mate, get in touch with you, get in touch with me. Let's show you what we can do, because it is an unbelievable show.
Yeah, good on you. All right, you have a great week. Good calling, and we'll catch up next Thursday. Here's our Wild Thing, Mark Spud Garrell.